Ford, brother, Loma Linda, California, April 18, 1910. Dear Brother Ford, last Sabbath I spoke to the people in the San Diego church. I felt deeply in regard to the words in Deuteronomy, which I took for my text. After the meeting closed, I was informed that Elder Healy was present. But I thought that it could not be, for I had understood that he was engaged in the work of holding religious liberty meetings. After I returned to Paradise Valley Sanitarium, Brother Ford came to see me, and I asked him if Elder Healy was in the meeting. He said that Elder Healy sat on the front seat, but he did not know whether to ask Elder Healy to come into the stand or not. I was a little surprised that he did not do this to a minister of the gospel. The house was very much crowded, and I did not see Elder Healy, and supposed that he was working out important matters in districts where the light he could give them was very much needed. Now, my brother, we can decide the questions which you spoke to me about by doing as you would be done by. I think, yes, I know, that the Word of God is our educating directory. Under all circumstances, do as you would consider your brother should do to you. We need more gentle kindness, and this would be our best grace as gospel ministers. Our feelings must be revealed on the Christ side of all these questions. We must have less of self and more of Christ. We are to act in the missionary spirit on every occasion. It will not reveal the Christian to be critical and overbearing and heedless of others' feelings. We are all in need of Christian politeness. We had a pleasant trip up to Loma Linda, and the changing scenery along the way was of deep interest to me. We met Elder Parsons as we were making a change from one train to another, and he helped us with our baggage. He has been holding meetings in Santa Ana and has had excellent success. He reports that 30 have accepted the truth there. He could stop only long enough to help us change cars, but this we were grateful for. We would have been pleased could we have attended the meetings in this place. We were very glad that Elder Parsons could report that he is enjoying perfect health. We are occupying rooms in the 9-room cottage, which is preferable in every way to any other location. I have not slept very well, as my nerves are becoming wearied. I hope that I shall not have to move again until after the general meeting in Loma Linda. I have no desire to be journeying if I can possibly feel free to avoid it. I am very tired and hope to become rested before the meeting opens. This is the most beautiful place I have ever seen, and thank God for it every time I consider how He has wrought for us in giving us this place. His name shall be glorified. I will be thankful that the Lord has blessed the work here. I have not gone over the place, but I enjoy this cottage with others who are thus favored.